In this corner, Jamaican-style oxtails over rice and peas, as casual and traditional as you can get. And in this corner, an inventive spin on yakimen, with rice noodles and pork, fresh herbs, and an egg to thicken up that broth. In between, po' boys, crawfish etouffee, and those little palm-sized sweet potato pies you always see on the parade route. Next door, Honduran soul food, to the tune of golden pupusas oozing cheese, cool ceviche, and a head-turning plate of Mayan fried chicken. Wash any of them down with a cold beer or a mix of hibiscus tea and lemonade that drinks like a tropical Arnold Palmer. That range of flavors, traditions, and styles I just described is found at one place, but not necessarily under one roof. They're among the offerings from vendors at Rue Carree. This is an open-air food court with small walk-up stands clustered around a courtyard and built along Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard in Central City. Rue Carree shares some DNA with other food courts and food halls that are currently in vogue around the country, sometimes led by chefs, sometimes led by developers. Rue Carree, though, was drawn up a bit differently. It's a project of Good Work Network, a nonprofit that has long been based in Central City and helps minorities and women build new businesses. Rue Carree is designed to help these local entrepreneurs take a step up in the burgeoning business of New Orleans dining. These include the Pupusa Lady, serving those Honduran dishes, and Estrelita's Cafe for New Orleans Creole staples. There's the Splendid Pig, doing more chef-style small plates and snacks, and there's Johnny's Jamaican Grill, with traditional island flavors. The Juice and Snowball Stand is run by another nonprofit in the neighborhood, the Youth Empowerment Project, and there's a separate beer and wine stand, too. I've been visiting Rue Carree periodically, and it's grown into one of my go-to stops when I want a quick lunch near downtown. I've been there on flawless spring days, and also in the gathering swelter of our summer, and I've even dodged a downpour under the food court's tented yard. It's an unconventional setting, but it's also an open, social one. It was designed that way, with a stage for bands, and it's been hosting special events. And this weekend brings a big one on Saturday, June 25th, with the NOLA Caribbean Festival. There will be bands representing different Caribbean music styles all day, including a brass band, and special island-inspired dishes from Rue Carree vendors. Those vendors are there every day, serving their staples and working up new specials. Take them one at a time, and their flavors and styles are each distinctive from each other. Consider them all together in this social outdoor setting, and it feels like something different. And for a project out to diversify the faces of New Orleans food, that is precisely the point. Get details on this weekend's Caribbean Festival and more about Rue Carree at wwno.org.